Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller. You have seen this guy just about everywhere. Ted McGinley is with us. He's been, I mean, name a show. Happy Days, The Love Boat, Married with Children, The West Wing, movies, The Pearl Harbor. I mean, how can you have time to be on the phone with us?
Well, first of all, let me say it's a pleasure to be here. I'd like to say thank you to your audience. All those service members out there, thank you for service. We're honored to have soldiers like y'all. I'm thrilled to be on your show. You know, it's funny. It's been pretty busy for me lately. I've got the show The Baxters on Prime, and we dropped 34. That's three seasons of episodes all at one time. And then I'm currently doing season two of Shrinking.
Yes.
And I produced with my wife and co-starred in a Western that we're at the Beverly Hills Film Festival this weekend. So we've got stuff going crazy.
That's a good problem to have, though, right?
Yes. Believe me. Yeah.
You know, Roma Downey.
Trying to wake up.
Yeah. We had Roma Downey on a couple of weeks ago talking about the Baxters. And, you know, how nice is it to have like a real compelling family show that everybody can watch? That's kind of a novel idea.
Yeah. Well, by the way, it's all thanks to Roma, because Roma's the one who read Karen Kingsbury's books and said, you know what, this would make a great show. And so Roma bought the rights to some of the books, and that's how that happened. And, you know, Roma, working with and for Roma is magical. It's, you know, it's fantastic. The show is catching on. People are watching it, and they're finding that people who watch it can't stop watching it.
Yeah.
They keep getting sucked in, and it's Roma Downey's husband calls it Melrose Place meets the Bible. <That's>, and I think it's pretty accurate.
That's actually pretty accurate. Yeah. Well, and it was one of the things that, you know, when I read the couple of storylines in the beginning there, I told Roma, I said, you know, it's nice to have a family show that actually talks about things that really do happen in families. I mean, it's not just all, you know, Leave It to Beaver and, hey, let's make some cupcakes. I mean, there's some real drama going on in this thing.
Yes. One of my buddies the other day called me up and I said, how you liking it? And he said, we love it. But he said, we had to stop. He said, this particular episode, he said, it's too close to home.
Wow.
And he said, we can just so feel this. And I thought, wow, it's working.
Yeah, that's when you know you've done something special. It's on Amazon Prime. Yeah. It's called The Baxters. And your other show, where you play Derek on Shrinking with Jason Segel and Harrison Ford, I got to tell you, that is one of the funniest shows I have ever seen. That's on Apple Plus, I believe, right?
Yeah. Yes, Apple.
And that dynamic between Jason Segel and Harrison Ford and really the entire cast is just like, man, it's so out of left field.
Yes, that's so true. It's brilliant writing. I'd say it's the best writing that I've been a part of in my career.
Yeah, I'll bet.
It's super smart. And we're doing season two right now, and we're halfway through, and I can guarantee that season two is going to be really something. I pinch myself every day. Just can't believe it. You know, that I get to be a part of these two shows, and I'm working opposite Harrison Ford. Jason Segel. Are you kidding me?
Pretty cool.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Very cool. Let me tell you.
Ted McGinley here on the National Defense.
Harrison.
Yeah.
You get Harrison going on stories.
Man.
It's as good as it gets. Yeah.
You know, it's funny, and we've never had Harrison Ford on the program, but, you know, I've read some things about there's a place, we're based in Kansas City, Missouri, and he comes into Kansas City and goes to a small town just outside KC, and he goes, I don't know, I think he buys like a knife, knives or something like that. But it, but he comes in and he frequents this little store.
Yeah.
And he's just like a, you know, they always describe him just like a regular guy.
Yeah, that's him. I mean, and he is one of those guys that would find out, where do they make that knife?
Yeah.
I'm flying in there, and I'll fly in there, and I'm going to buy. Yeah, that's him. He's very specific, I think.
Yeah, absolutely.
But he's just interesting. Like, he's got, he's just so interesting. He's been all over the world. He's got interesting stories. He's got really bad jokes. and I've enjoyed very much hanging out with him.
Don't fly with him. Don't fly with that guy.
Well, yeah. You know, he still flies all the time. I mean, he flies a jet. He's 81. He flies a jet. He flies a helicopter. He flies multiple planes.
Yeah.
You know, he's pretty amazing.
Guy,
his brain is...
Guy crashes. He crashes. He walks away from it. I mean, he's just like, you know...
He's superhuman.
Yeah, I think he is. We're talking to Ted McGinley here on the National Defense. You were also in one of my favorite movies, Young Doctors in Love. I mean, if people
get
have not... I love that movie.
One of your favorite movies.
Absolutely. And if people have not seen that movie, I would encourage them to go back and watch that movie. You're in Revenge of the Nerds, Wayne's World 2. You've been in some good ones, man.
Yeah, I've been in some good ones. I've been in some bad ones. I've paid for my kids' education and put food on the table and clothes on their back. And
that's
so,
right.
You know, I've done whatever it takes to make sure that my family is, you know, done okay, and so far so good. So yeah, you know, I'm proud of the fact that I'm still around, and that I feel like I've gotten a lot better in the last 10 years. So I like to consider myself a red wine. You know, I love my wife. We're empty nesters and we're having the time of our life.
It's the best time.
And so, you know, it's, I feel so fortunate at this time in my life.
It's the best time, man. My wife and I are empty nesters, and we didn't take up camping until the kids left. And
yeah.
And it's just like, man, it's just, we can't wait to make a plan now.
Oh, that is so cool. Do you guys have a motorhome that you go in, or
we had a motorhome, and we went to the travel trailer, which kind of gets you there a little bit faster.
Yeah, yeah.
We just took a camping trip to a place we went to Bentonville, Arkansas, and it's beautiful. You don't think Bentonville, you think, you know, Walmart, but it's like the mountain biking capital of the world. And it's just the,
really?
Yeah. Yeah. And it's the whole state is just, absolutely beautiful. It's like 75% of the state is natural or national forest. So yeah, we just, you know, we take our two dogs, we pack them in and
that's awesome. That is really fun.
It's great.
You know, the other thing is that we just fostered a dog. My wife was part of this fostering group. And so we got a dog. I was away on a trip, came home, and all of a sudden we're fostering a dog. And then he never left. So now, you know, all we talked about was, you know, when our kids leave, we're going to travel. We're going to go everywhere.
Right.
And then we have a dog. Now we're going nowhere. And then all we're thinking about is, well, what about the dog?
What kind of dog?
Well, he's a mini pin. He's a toy mini. He weighs less than 4 pounds. He's teeny. So literally, I take him with me. Like, my wife is in Ohio. She's from Ohio. So she was in Ohio last week, and I took him to work with me. And, you know, he just sits in a little teeny bag when I take him into the studio, and then I'll put him in my trailer. And he's so teeny, and we make a cozy little spot for each other. And, you know, it makes a day at work really fun.
Wait a minute. I'm guessing his name is Killer or Gorilla.
Okay. They left him. They found him in a parking lot. He was abandoned by a homeless group in one of those dollar store parking lots.
Right.
And so the taco lady truck picked him up, and so they said he wasn't quite a dollar, so they named him 50 cents.
50 cent.
So we named him. Yeah. So now he's 50.
50 cent. I love that. That's great.
And he's famous. Yeah, so it's fitting.
I love it, man. That is so cool,
Tim. So
yes. Well, absolutely. And we've got two pit bull rescues that are equally thankful.
Oh, wow.
Oh,
really?
Oh, man. They're just the best ever. Just the best. But hey,
we have a friend that has a pit bull rescue. Same thing. And when you see them side by side, it's just hysterical.
Right.
Yeah.
I would encourage everybody to watch the Baxters on Amazon Prime. Check out the first season of Shrinking to get ready for season 2 on Apple Plus. Ted, what a treat, man. It's great to talk to you.
Thank you so much. I honestly am just honored to be on your show and honored to be in front of your audience.
Thank you so much. We'll be right back here on the National Defense.